with that said, welcome everybody. Welcome to this program. Welcome everyone listening on the Truth in Art Radio Network. And, you know, D-Life crowd, where dry sock is saying Bernie needs a few days off, clone used. How did you know this is a clone of Bernie? 10-4, 10-4. We have a malfunction. Okay. All right. And welcome everybody on, you know, Rumble, crowd, all the trolls, like we always talk about. They despise this channel. This channel destroys their life. So what do? Like drinking poison. I'm going to drink more of what Bernie has to say, even though I'm a troll. Drink the poison. Because deep down, I know that Bernie is destroying the deep state. There's a people, when trolls come to this channel, that is another proof. I was going to say Q proof, but I guess you could say it's a Truth in Art TV proof. Common sense, people. If you disagree with the channel, it's okay. Once or twice, Bernie, I don't like what you're... But to keep coming again, and come on, people, that's checkmate. That should really reassure you as to who's going to win this war. Come on. I don't go to all these billions of other channels out there that I disagree with them. I like the fact that I don't go to their channel. I want them to continue being wrong so I can continue laughing at them. And if I disagree with someone so much, I'm going to take that highlight and insert it into my show. Why would I need to go to their platform? All right. But anyway, God bless you all wherever you may be. And tonight, you guys already know, a lot of us, we come here for reassurance, right? We want to hear what, you know, I get it. And we're going to start somewhere tonight. But first, I want to make sure that all our friends on Rumble are here. All right. Somebody else is saying, okay, well, you know, yeah, maybe I am a clone. All right. Just kidding, right? And welcome to the Foxhole crowd. Okay. Just making sure we're all connected. God bless you. All right. To begin with tonight. I think it's sort of a low kind of news day, right? There's really not that much going on. Somebody says 5-5. Yeah. I included some additional adjustments to my sound. So we're, you know, when I move studio, things change, you know, we got to start all over again. So hopefully the sound is a blessing for you guys again tonight. All right. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about on this channel that we're heading towards the enemy needs another January 6th. They need something that they can jump their energy, put their energy on, because, and think about this, it's huge. Before we begin on these stories, it's really not that much going on, but we'll see. We are seeing that if the enemy can create an event, this is a brand new template. If they can create something, some sort of ruckus, they can turn the ruckus into subpoenas. I'm giving you what you need to start getting ahead. So if they can create an event, which is what we're heading towards, because the January 6th thing is not working out too well. What happened with the whole thing with Steve Bannon? You notice how that lost steam? After, what was it? Politico or one of these leftist platforms, they admitted that the game that Steve Bannon is playing, they were describing it like it's a 5D chess game. So, as we have been saying on this channel, that logically tells me that they need an event. So we have that. And we have a lot of other little events that we have been describing. Some of them are big, like these court cases that are, you know, right, these trials that are going on that are huge. That would be another reason to put something into the news. So, as we have been describing, we're seeing every day these weird events, these shootings or almost shootings. And, you know, we're going to look at that tonight. But, right, and to begin with, this I came across, and it exemplifies the nature of this entire regime. Fully exemplifies the nature of this entire regime. Let's start off on this Monday night. Right here. Listen in, people. Simple questions are able to reveal the nature of this fake regime. Literally, they are performing on a fake stage. Tell yourself that every morning. Yeah, there you go. You want to live a better life when you wake up in the morning? In addition to thanking God for another day and all that, tell yourself, yeah, Bernie reminded me to tell myself that the regime that is temporarily in power is operating off of a fake stage. That's all you need to remember. But let's start right here, people. Listen in.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. The Biden administration today put out a big report about addressing corruption. I want to ask you two quick and hopefully pretty easy questions about that. Shortly after President Biden's virtual meeting with the Chinese president, the first son's attorney said that he has finally divested from a Chinese investment fund controlled by state-owned entities. I was hoping you could commit to basic transparency about that transaction, including the name of the buyer, the dollar amount, and the timing. And the second question...
Solid question. Real serious stuff about the Biden corruption and the relationship with China. This is hardcore. This is right up there with anything in the history of this. First of all, do not let this administration gaslight you people. This is serious. This is like World War I, II, Richard Nixon scandal, 9/11 stuff. This is huge. Big stuff. So the fact that she is not taking... All right, so... Keep in mind, big stuff.
Is my colleague Miranda Devine has a new book out called The Laptop from Hell, and I was hoping that you could confirm that the laptop is indeed authentic and not Russian disinformation, as you seem to suggest on Twitter last year.
And you could begin by wiping that stupid smile off your face. But again, look at this, people. And there's only about, right, 25, 29 seconds remaining on this short video. So whatever she's going to do, she's going to dismiss some of the biggest news in the history of this country. She's going to dismiss it, people, in less than 29 seconds.
Well, on the first, the president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And
but he is the son of the fake residents. They think that we are stupid, people.
As it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book.
Go ahead.
Right?
I think I answered your question.
I don't have the time or the interest. Next question. What? This question relates to national security and like big stuff. This is right up there with a nuclear war, and it's the biggest question that anyone's going to ask me today. I don't personally feel it. Again, I think that's powerful illustration of the fake regime. No one should get worked up about this. She is saying this because she has no end. They're not in charge. There's nothing that she could say to these solid questions. Think about it. Meanwhile, get used to it, people. Listen.
They're not even doing anything.
I know. They're letting everyone leave.
They're just letting us leave.
Right there. There it is, people. Everybody knows what that is, right? It is another evacuation of a school. Why? Because the Obama regime is back in charge. I'm showing you, because again, people, I'm bored with these. For 8 years of Hussein, I broke these events down. These staged events, the evacuation, mass shooter, same thing. This is the season that we are in. They have begun. Get used to these scenes. If you know anybody that's in grade school, let them know, get ready. That is the point of what I'm saying. They are getting the kids ready. They're getting everyone ready. Get used to these scenes. It's happening everywhere now. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Students evacuate Palisades High. Potential threat investigated at Santa Monica High. This is the way these operations go. They're going to spread these out to different blue states. Tomorrow it's probably going to be somewhere in Massachusetts. Then we're going to have another one somewhere in Seattle. Then they're going to do somewhere in Connecticut. And that's how this works. These are mass shooting exercises. Nothing has changed. We're back to these straight down the middle. The blueprint, come to Truth and RTV if you want to understand the blueprint. Yeah, I've been watching the blueprint with my own two eyes for a long time. Same blueprint. Thank you. Goodbye. All right, people, let's get into some. It's Monday night. I think it's on the slow side, the news. So bear with me. But not really slow, but, you know. All right, people. I know that some people are not going to like, they're going to maybe disagree with me. I might even get someone saying, Bernie, you're not understanding. But bear with me on this next story, people. Bear with me. Family of Daryl Brooks. Yeah, that would be the terrorists that killed all those people. The same terrorists who made a bunch of rap videos. Yo, man. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we're going to blast these people. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, man, because I'm the man. And blah, blah. I mean, just go, people, if you really want to do it, go watch his videos. Confident. This dude knows exactly what he is doing. And he promised, he made all these videos. You know, he implied to his Twitter account, talking, we got to take care of business. All this stuff. And then he acted upon this thing that he's been planning. Logically, he knows what he's doing, people. But, look at this, people. This infuriates me. And again, people, I know that some people are not going to like this, but look at this. Family of Daryl Brooks releases statement following his deadly attack on the Waukesha Christmas parade. And people, the family is coming out releasing this letter that I'm not buying into this. You could buy into this, but I'm not buying into this. They're coming out and they're saying, yeah, look at this, people. Quote, the Lord spoke to my heart this morning and said to me, it is time to speak. Yeah, right. That maybe Moloch spoke to you. I don't want to hear this stuff about the family. And I don't want to spend much time on this, but the bottom line, people, in this is that the family's coming out saying, the Lord is telling me to tell everyone that our poor little Daryl Brooks is, I mean, read it for yourself, people. They're coming out and we, the family of Daryl Brooks, want to give our condolences to the families of those that have been tragically taken. And then they come out and said that he's from a nice Christian family. He did not come from a bad family. And while cool and everything is beautiful, he came from a loving Christian family and is the grandson of ministers. And Daryl, what has suffered? There he is, people, from mental health issues. There it is, people. This is 100% of the times, almost 100%, that there is either a radical Muslim, which is what this guy is, that attacks the media and now the family. The media is giving the family attention. The family is saying, oh, he has mental health issues. And because of that, you know, we should be easy on him and he shouldn't be in jail. That's what they're saying, people. And then they're saying that God told me to say this to you guys. Yeah, right. Moloch, it's talking to you guys. I don't want to hear this stuff. Again, people, you don't have to agree with me. I ain't buying this. Here we go again with the mental health thing. Notice that they're coming out now. What they're trying to do is to generate sympathy for this terrorist. 100% terrorist. Again, people, go watch his rap videos. This guy is hardcore. He knows what he is doing, and he will be accountable to God. Doesn't matter what anybody on his family, these liars in his family are coming out trying to generate sympathy for this terrorist. I don't want to hear it. And God will deal with these family members, too, for lying, claiming that God told them to say, no, no, he did not. Get out of my face with that. All right. And then I think it's ironic that another family is, look at this, people. This is even more outrageous. Family of Ghislaine Maxwell appeal directly to Merrick Garland for more food. So, for their sister. So, wait, let me get this straight. So now these families, instead of shutting up and apologizing to everyone, just go away. If you're a family of a mass killer or someone who's been raping children, just go away. We don't even need to hear your apology. Just go away. Change your family name. Change your name and go away. Just, we don't need to hear from you. When did this begin? This thing with a family member. All right, people, you guys get it. It's enough that I think is a psyop. That's just my opinion. Anyway, people, I want to put a couple quick stories out. Freedom Information Act newly released. ICE data reveals deportations have dropped by 90% overall under borderless Biden regime. So I want people to focus on this. Deportations have dropped by 90%. That is the response by the fake regime operating on a stage. That is their response to the fact that this judge just ruled that they have to restore the Remain in Mexico policy. So they're basically saying, really? Then don't deport anybody. 90% people. Moves and counter moves. It's a chess game by the regime. Be aware of that. Also, the next three stories. See if you see a pattern here. We have this. Biden what? Waves sanctions against terrorist nation Iran. Think about it. This is huge. He's lifting the sanctions. And then when you look at that, and then look at this, people. White House, what? Confirms U.S. will play China's genocide Olympics. How big is that? And they're coming out claiming, Jen Psaki is, right? That they are not sending U.S. delegation. Sends a clear message that we cannot conduct ourselves with business as usual. So they're making a big deal that they are implementing this delegate boycott. What? And so this is an attempt for them to gaslight us. So you're not sending delegates to China. Oh, but by the way, all the athletes can go and participate in their event. So, waiving sanctions from Iran, they're supporting China's Olympic Games, right? These Winter Olympics. And then what else? When you combine it with this third headline, it paints a nice big picture. And this is breaking today. Justin Biden administration reportedly what? Mulls, quote, nuclear option, i.e. disconnecting Russia from the SWIFT payment system in case they invade Ukraine. Who cares if Russia invades Ukraine? This is, again, people, this is straight. We are living, I mean, it's like Obama is 2.0, Obama, same thing. And they're willing to cooperate and do everything China wants them to do and everything that Iran wants them to do to main countries that were involved in the election steal. But now it's like red alert. Russia is this big enemy. We're going to have to handle Russia. Red, you know, we nuclear situation. What do you guys think? Big Shrimp says they don't have the football. Exactly. Again, people, we're watching a regime that is operating literally on a fake stage. So I don't like the fact that we've had to wait 320 days. I get it. The end wasn't going to be for anyone. The end, I said it a long time ago. I'm one of those people. The end is not for me. It's too slow. And all of us think it's slow. I don't know anybody that's like, hey. But I am beaming with confidence. Just because I don't like that it's moving slow. I know for sure how this ends. Barring the second coming of Christ. I know how this ends. Okay. And let's see what else before we switch over to the medical issue, which is shocking what's happening tonight. DVD says Russia, not the problem. And why does it seem like Uncle Jimmy Chuck is showing up on different platforms? Jimmy, what are you doing? You're everywhere. Just kidding. He's everywhere, I think. Ludia says we need a financial crash. Kelly Trump Updahl is back, says Good One Shrimp. And Andy Stig says we win. Okay. And what else? How are we doing on the Foxhole crowd? Where Ringo Dog is there in BC17Q says we need to attack the garbage being spewed by the Young Turks. People still watch the Young Turks? Yeah, the sheep. Yeah, well, why don't you, you know, we have, or do we have the Truth in Art TV crowd willing to act as trolls, like the trolls that come here? That has to be a boring job. I mean, I could see going to a channel once, maybe. Can you imagine going every, I mean, maybe we could recruit the trolls that come to this channel. We could convince them and then use them in their new ministry to troll the deep state and go to their channels and troll them. Can't do that. Bah! Stupid of me. But anyway, okay. That, you know, it's an idea. All right, my friends. Switching topics to the Great Reset. This is a big, big deal. And let's see, let's just go one by one. Let's take a look. I mean, these are all shocking headlines. And here it is. In Oregon, they're talking about health officials drafting what? More permanent mask rules. Think about it. That's a big deal. And that's because the virus is forever, right? They're never going to let it go. Which is why I'll throw this one out as well. Contact tracing revs up in some states. As people are still talking about the Omicron. Omicron reaches us. Or reaches US, right? Either way, right? Yeah, this is all nonsense propaganda. Come on, people. So, contact tracing, permanent masks. Okay, we can handle that, right? Because nobody just resists. Don't even. But this is a much bigger deal, people. This is, in some ways, the story of the night. Listen in, folks.
We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the.
You would think that he's talking about like World War II, like Normandy somehow. These Marxists are so stupid.
Further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So
you mean that 99% virus that everyone survives from? They're not going to be able to walk down the streets, ladies and gentlemen. It is not the mission of this channel to dwell on the evil that they are doing. I get it, what they're doing with the virus. But for the sake of continuity, let's continue.
As of today, we're going to announce a first in the nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now. We in New York City have decided to...
Right there. Let's go to his chart. Hey, let's go to your stupid chart. We have to maximize. We are responding to the narrative that was created last week, verbally created, even though the very doctors in Africa are all saying that this is a fun variant, no big deal. But again, they're living in sorcery, they're doubling and tripling down, and they're taking with them anyone that is stupid enough to actually believe anything they're saying. I'm going to double down. Others have said this. I think Trump even said it. So I'm going to double down and say that all this will do is increase the fines from, because nobody's going to comply with this. It's going to empty out the streets because, take a look again, people, this is about forcing children between the ages of 5 and 11 to stay at home. They can't do anything unless they're vaccinated. And by the way, shut your mouth. What? You only have one vaccine? You are anti-vaxxer. You better have at least two of these. You only have one vaccine? You are anti-vax? And, well, we already know what direction they're going. We played the video from yesterday, right? In Australia, that's where they're going. It's not going to work for those of you that all you do is talk about the vaccine. And by the way, I'll mention it later, but be on the lookout. I think this week, hopefully, we'll have a special on the vaccine on the members channel. Very important special report. A lot of people are losing their minds with this vaccine. We're going to put it in perspective. I'm going to try. You don't have to watch it, but if you do, join me there. So, there it is. And there is the headline, people. Mayor de Blasio announces forced vaccines for all private companies and forced vaccine for all children. 5 to 11. So this will change life in New York forever. And to complete my thought, it's either that no one's going to comply, and I think that New York will start looking like Europe when it comes to vaccine resistance, people in the streets and the whole thing. Brand new levels. Get ready. Brand new levels of awakening. And these people, they're committing crimes against humanity. There's a gazillion articles out there with kids that are starting to drop. Kids that were never at risk from the vaccine to begin with. But again, let's go back to what I said yesterday, the most important thing I've said this year about the virus. The biggest crime was committed by Fauci the fraud when he falsely declared that hydroxychloroquine was dangerous and it was ineffective. Because hydroxychloroquine alone... I don't even need, you know what? Keep your ivermectin. I don't need Regeneron. I said it from the beginning. Hydroxychloroquine alone terminates the whole virus. And that is the biggest crime that Fauci committed. And I can't go any further without getting into what I want to get into on the members channel when it comes to this vaccine and this virus. So, we'll leave that topic there, right? Ringo Dark says, but kids get strokes too. Children are allegedly getting strokes. It's believable. Think about it. And I have a family member who had an adverse reaction. Everyone that I know knows someone who's had an adverse reaction. The adverse reaction rate, that at the very beginning of the vaccine, it wasn't, the evidence wasn't there. I made it clear. I said that people are exaggerating. But as soon as the adverse reactions were becoming obvious, I called it like it is. Real time. It is our duty to follow the actual numbers. So we know this is a, this current vaccine is as dangerous as it gets. Right? Chick Trumpster said too many people have died from the Frankenstein jab. And somebody else says feed the Gitmo. Oh. Okay. And it is Monday night. Let's take a look at some other. Look at this. Judge denies motion for Jussie Smollett mistrial after brothers say disgrace actor planned attack. And just throwing this out. And right, this mistrial is denied. A motion for a mistrial after defense claimed they were not able to properly cross-examine one of the accused of Sundaria brothers. So the this defense is trying to get out of the case. And I think everyone should be aware, and it gets even worse, people. This is, I don't know if you guys can read these letters, but on Thursday it says here, Smollett's attorney, Tamara Walker, requested a mistrial. This is another mistrial. They're trying everything. Look at this, people. Over what? Over her claims. Cook County Judge James Lynn physically lunged at her. I don't know if that was written correctly, but let me explain. This attorney, this Tamara Walker, tried to come out last week and say that the judge physically lunged at her, and she literally tried to pull another Jussie Smollett style hoax in the middle of the hoax trial. You can't make up a hoax for the hoax. And this was laughable. And anyway, people, that's what happened. She tried to claim that the judge physically lunged at her. Reports say the encounter happened during a sidebar conversation. Yeah, this is laughable material. And of course, the judge denied the accusation and also denied the motion for a mistrial. So, I think it's interesting, right? It's kind of laughable that they're like trying all these things. Oh, this is, again, the judge lunged at me. Oh, mistrial. Ah, yeah, nice try. But anyway, also, it is relevant to note that Smollett testifies racist anti-gay attack on him was what? No hoax. This should bother everyone. And Smollett today, people, is literally denying he is coming out and he is still clinging on to his lies, people, saying that everything that happened was not a hoax. He is still claiming that he was attacked by white supremacists. I'll say it again, people. You can't make this up. He is still claiming that he was attacked by white supremacists at these Trump supporting white supremacists at, what is it, 4 a.m, whatever it was. He is still clinging on to this obvious lie. Somebody's writing, that's like Alec Baldwin. Same thing, people. But this should remind us that the Bible says that pride cometh before a fall. He is literally in front of the world. Millions, probably billions of people are seeing his lie, but he still. People, this is what darkness to light is all about. I mean, this is laughable. So I just want to put this out. Be aware, people. He is testifying today that it was not a hoax. He's still clinging on to the original story. Laugh out loud. And if that is not enough, look at this. Ha, Nigerian Asundaria brother testifies under oath that Jussie Smollett composes ridiculous hate hoax for the media, knowing they buy it. And that's what it comes down to. It's a statement that came out in the court today. And he said, quote, according to Jussie, the media, when they asked him, who was the audience supposed to be? So the audience, it's on under oath, on record in the trial. It is now, we all, of course, we all knew this. that the audience was intended to be actually the media. And speaking of demons that are being exposed in front of the world, everyone is watching. Someone already mentioned his name. Ah, look at this, people. Alec Baldwin deletes Twitter account after district attorney floats criminal charges. So, Baldwin, you are, after you went on this show with George, right? And you had all these women at The View defending you. And like I showed everyone last week, Twitter was promoting this video, promoting this phony guy crying with Stephanopoulos. They were promoting this whole Alec Baldwin operation from last week. So you mean to tell me, Mr. Baldwin, after that whole sideshow from last week, you are now deleting your Twitter account? Okay, people, let's move on from that. Be aware, ladies and gentlemen, as we round out tonight, darkness to light, it's all happening. Sony vice president fired, what? After getting caught soliciting minor for sex. And I can't even show you guys some of these videos down here. I mean, this is shocking stuff. I'm not even going to... Shocking stuff. Caught. Senior vice president of engineering at Sony. Pedophile operation. But the enemy is still attacking Q because Q was about exposing pedophilia and Satanism, even though it was 0.01, less than 0.01% of the drops. But what? Or less than 0.1%. But like Trump said, is there supposed to be anything wrong with that? So we are winning, people. I've never seen this many headlines of pedophiles being busted. Ever in my life. Remind the nothing is happening crowd of stories. It's happening every day, people. Let's wrap tonight. How are you guys doing? Master Builder says nothing is happening. All right. And Cindy Rose Warrior. How's it going, Cindy? She says disgraceful. Okay. Estelle VW is back. We got the Truth and Art TV Brigade of the usuals. How's Eddie Rail is saying, what is happening, wink? What is happening, wink, wink? Okay. Well, to wrap up tonight, I just have a couple of quick stories. I'll just throw this out. Be aware, people, you guys probably know this, that an Obama-appointed judge is ordering Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood to pay $175,000 fine. So it's a part of a lawsuit for them daring to dig into the election steal. Lynn Wood is saying that he never had anything to do with it, so I don't even know why he's mentioned, but Sidney Powell is, long story short, Sidney's attorney is responding with saying, quote, we disagree with the district court's decision. Remember, people, this is lawfare. This is same as the subpoenas with January 6th. These are attorneys all around the country, which I was warning people about this. And I will do a series maybe next year to explain some of these events during the Hussein years, where what they do is they hire an army of attorneys to attack anyone who dared to expose this event. Are you guys following what I'm saying? There are certain specific events that cannot be exposed. So the deep state during the Obama years figured that they would. So find the event that teams of lawyers all around the country are still defending. That's the event that you want to focus on. So when you hear of a lawsuit about some event from many, many years ago and they're still talking about it, you might want to logically think about the event and ignore what everyone else is telling you. Then you might say, why is Bernie mentioning that event? And you might want to be on standby for the special series on this event, hopefully at some point next year. I was hoping to do the event, this special, once we get the New Republic and Trump comes back, because it would be less likely to be taken down. There's a reason why I'm delaying certain series. I hope that some of you know what I'm talking about, but back to the story tonight, people. Same exact template. They released this mafia of attorneys, and they will get you because you're not allowed to talk about this event. That is exactly what they are doing with Sidney Powell. And to complete the thought, her attorney is saying, quote, we disagree with the district court's decision in its entirety. And here it is, people. And we plan to promptly appeal to the Sixth Circuit. So this mafia attorney gang attempt to block the discovery that Sidney kept calling the Kraken is going to go to the Sixth Circuit. And I get a feeling that at some point they're going to run into the Trump judges. Think about it. Think about that tonight. And I'm just going to throw this headline out to introduce the upcoming special report on the members channel. Has beaten him. Trump, Donald Trump suggests Joe Biden should resign over handling of COVID. 5D chess right here, people. Think of where I'm going with this. And I'll leave it alone. Trump is saying in order to get their new world order, they have to blow up COVID, right? But if they blow up COVID, I can show everyone, look, I thought you said you were going to control COVID. It's a catch-22. So Biden, Trump is setting up the trap, and Biden is walking right into the trap. And that is a precursor to what we're going to talk about on the members channel. Everything that Trump has done is for a reason with the virus and the response to the virus. I am only saying that because, as many of you know, the many in the underground media are turning against Trump. And we're not going to get into that now. Okay, and to wrap up tonight, just a couple quick things. How beautiful is that? Look at that. Everybody is talking about this, right? Devin Nunes will retire from Congress to what? To join Trump's social media company. And I mentioned on this channel weeks ago that this Trump, it's more than just a social media. See, they're making it seem like this little social media, like another Getter. Getter is horrible. And don't get me started on Gab. But yeah, we'll talk about that another time, right? Getter. But this is more than a social media company, people. This is a big, big situation. And yeah, check it out. Nunes is walking away from Congress. Think about it, how big this must be to join President Trump's upcoming social media company. Again, this is a conglomerate, Trump Media and Technology Group. This is, does that sound like some tiny little social media company? This is all part of the new America, TMTG. Get used to it. Big, big thing. We'll leave it at that because there's more coming. No reason to get all worked up about it tonight on this Monday night. Just be aware, people. And finally, no one should be surprised that look at this. Revealed feds are already investigating Trump's media company while they ignore Hunter Biden's laptop and shady deals with China, Russia, Ukraine. And this is what I want to show everyone. President Trump stood up for the people. All right. The Security and Exchange Commission is now investigating President Trump's upcoming media venture. Let's see what they are saying. According to Business Insider, what? The SEC has requested documents about what? Meetings of the partner company's board of directors, policies and procedures relating to trading, identification of certain investors. So let's see. Let's go over that. So they're going, they want to know about the meetings that they've done with the partner companies, board of directors. They know this is part of the New America, people. That's why they're after this. And they're going, they want to know who the, what the policies and procedures are relating to trading. And they want, and they want to identify investors. And they want to do what? Right here, people. And copies of what? Communication. Communications? Yes. They need the communications. Just like the January 6th witch hunt with the Unselect Committee. Same thing, people. Communications. Between the partners in this new republic social media explosive conglomerate that is going to replace the entire media, all the news stations, everything. As I see it, this is going to replace everybody. We need the communications. Keep going on the January 6th thing. We need those communications too. We need all communications, any communication that Trump has. We need the communications. Logical thinking, people. The war is real. They need the communications. Don't forget all the ways that you can follow this channel, share this channel and the content of this channel with others. I have held on and will continue holding on with you guys to provide you these relevant news reports. God bless you all. Thank you, everybody, on Rumble, Chick Trumpster, and Always Censored, and Uncle Jimmy Chuck, and Ladar, and thank you, Robert85. Artistic Rabbit and Nolan 4495 says the war is indeed real. And all you folks that come here, God bless you. And everybody on the right, the Foxhole crowd, Ringo, Doug, and Akira is here, says can't be a monopoly. That's not good either. Look back in history. All right. And Third Eye Open says dumb. All these clowns are garbage. Okay. God bless you. Don't forget to come to Truth on RTV, because you guys know I like to show you the site. This is the ultimate way to stay in touch with truthonrtv.com and check out all the ways you can support this channel. You guys know the deal. On the support page, check out the link on the support page for emergency food supply. If you haven't done that, what are you waiting for? And we've got all the new music coming up and all the amazing t-shirts, right? And all the ways that you can, you know, not only support this channel, but get someone a nice little gift for the holidays, my friends. Think about it. And, you know, I appreciate everything. A lot of you guys, some of you guys at least, like the new music. And, you know, we'll have maybe another sample next weekend for the new album. And, you know, check out all the music again, people. And don't forget the latest installment on the members channel. And we'll have more on that this week. More action on the members channel. God bless you all, wherever you may be. Have a good evening, my friends. And, you know, I will be back tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. Thank you for joining me again tonight. Ringo. All right. Be back tomorrow, my friends. God bless.